Oh, it's my pleasure.
So K-Day's announced the lineup for their stage shows this year, and the first Saturday of the festival, Theory of a Dead Man will be performing. You guys have been around since 1999. How do you feel the band's sound has evolved over the years?
It's one of the things where we never really pay attention to what's happening. We always look inward. What makes us excited sonically when creating new music? So I think we've taken our fans on a bit of a trip. Early on, I think we had almost like a southern rock sound, and then we got into straight up rock, and then in the last little bit we've been playing around with different instrumentations like keyboards and stuff like that. So it's always an evolving process for us, and the fans have always been around to enjoy it. And we're working on new material now, which has a different sound as well. It harkens back to a bit of our early days.
Dinosaur was the last album you put out in 2022, so you are working on a new album then?
Yeah, we're working on new material as we speak, and we're starting to get ideas of where we're going to record it and with who we're going to record it. Yeah, it's an exciting time for Theory of a Dead Man.
How do you guys manage to keep such a strong chemistry after all these years together? Because like in rock band years, it's like you've been together a million years.
I think it goes back to just the fact that we are four guys from small town Canada that grew up together, you know, learned the business together, and we just had a really strong friendship, a mutual respect for each other, even before anything happened band-wise. Like, I miss the guys when we're not on the road. We all live in different parts of the country, and I have my own family at home, and family time is great, but after being home for a little while, I miss the guys. It's a bond that we have, brothers and friendships, and we all have the same sense of humor, and it's just we're super fortunate of the bond that we do have, because we do go on tours with some other acts and they don't get along as well. It just makes us so thankful for each other.
Is it kind of cool looking out in the crowd and seeing that you've got a full range of fans, from like your older fans from the 90s to today?
100%. Every show we go, there is just a rainbow of people of all different ages and backgrounds. And that's the beautiful thing about music, is it can just bring all these people together under the same roof and sort of celebrate the same things.
What are you most proud of when it comes to Theory of a Dead Man?
I think the longevity of the band, being able to do this for as long as that we have, and staying true to ourselves, not letting outside noise guide our directions or anything. We stay true to ourselves. We're proud of everything we've done. We've been really fortunate to keep doing it 25 years later.
Oh, don't say that. It makes me feel old.
Yeah, both of us.
So you are performing at K-Days. What are some of the things that you love when you're performing at festivals? Because I would imagine it's a little bit different than when you're doing your own kind of closed-in concert.
So when we do festivals like this, it's not a guaranteed thing that everybody out there is a Theory of a Dead Man fan. So it kind of brings us back to our early days where, you know, we're out there to make some new fans, get people on board with the Theory of a Dead Man train. So that's always a fun challenge.
You guys are Canadian from BC, so you might have had a chance. Have you ever been to K-Days before?
No, I haven't. This is the old Klondike Days too, right?
Yeah, that's right.
That? I'm trying to beat my head, but I don't think we've ever been there before. I know personally I haven't been there before.
Okay, first time.
I'm totally excited for it.
They have all kinds of the weird carnival foods, so make sure that you try at least one weird thing. That's what you have to do.
That's always what we check off. Tyler, our singer, is always, he loves going around and finding whatever the weirdest thing is and trying that.
Okay, well, I can't wait. I'm going to watch your website to see if you post, or your Facebook page to see if you post what weird thing you try.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
July 20th, K-Days, ride the rides, then check out Theory of a Dead Man. Thank you so much for joining me today.
It's my pleasure. I got to say, I'm a little bummed right now because I'm a Canucks fan and, of course, the Oilers.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you took us out. But I'm now on board the Oilers train. And hopefully in mid to late July there, we're celebrating a Stanley Cup.